The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. A multi-billion dollar underground metro project in Mumbai, India is expected to ease traffic congestion and provide a new link to the city's airports. The line will connect Mumbai's popular tourist destination of Kolaba to a special economic zone in the north called Sipes and link the coastal city's busiest districts. But not everyone is happy about it. Stalin Dayanand is an environmental activist.
This is the oxygen cylinder for Mumbai, and this needs to be protected.
Environmentalists have gone to court to fight the construction, which they say will destroy thousands of trees and desecrate temples. They also object to plans to build a metro station on an 82-acre site in Airy Colony, a biodiversity hotspot. Further resistance on the project comes from the 7,000 indigenous Indians, the Wali, who live across Airy Colony. So far, their legal efforts have been unsuccessful. Despite the fight, construction continues. Advocates say the underground line will ensure Mumbai keeps running during the summer monsoon months when tracks flood. The new line also aims to ease the passenger load on the city's old railway lines by about a quarter a day. The 3.6 billion metro line will be completed in 2021. Deep in the greater Ulu Muda forests of Malaysia, towering tualong trees hold a much-needed source of income for local villagers, bees. Malaysian tualong honey gets approximately $38 a kilo. Abdul Samad Ahmad is a honey hunter.
The value of honey from the tualong trees is high.
Ahmad has been harvesting honey like this for more than 20 years. After climbing trees that rise to 250 feet, he smokes the bees out by lighting a collection of vine roots. As the bees rush out, Ahmad collects the honey in a bucket. One tree might hold many hives, and the smoking out process can go on all night. The honey is then sold to local villages or to nearby traders. Abdul Samad Ahmad.
The value of honey from the tualong trees is high. The honey is very nutritious. You can make all kinds of medicine from this honey. Medicine for coughing, cleaning wounds, and colds.
While demand for tualong honey continues to be strong, its supply is limited. Now, because of logging and a declining interest amongst the youth, honey hunters seem to be a vanishing breed. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.